This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world at WMFO.org. I am your host, Ryan D. And that, my friends, means that it's time for a brand new Music Savage show. That's right. It's Friday. We made it. Hope you had a great week. And I hope that I can make the start of your weekend that much better. Thank you so much for being out there, wherever you are, wherever and whenever you are listening. You are all the best. It means the world to me that you support community radio and this show and this wonderful station. Let's talk about the show a little bit. The second Friday of July, July 8th. Gonna kick it off this morning with songs about traveling cars, because we're going right into part three of our road trip in song across the country as I play you bands from various cities and towns on this road trip, hoping that you find some new favorites. It is New Music Week. So many amazing albums out today. We're going to shine the record label spotlight on Royal Mountain Records. Got some brand new hot takes. Oh my goodness. Just so, so much. So much music coming your way. Tell your siblings, call your friends, gather around the speakers and turn them up. Grab your beverage of choice. Let's hang out for a couple hours. Play some jams. I'm into it. Hope that you are as well. Gonna kick it off. Some great stuff from Built to Spill. Get the Music Savage show going. And it starts right now.
You get the car, I'll get the night off. You'll get the chance to take the world apart and figure out how it works. Don't let me know what you find out. I need a car, you need a guide, who needs a map. I don't die, or worse, I'm gonna need a nap. At best, I'll be asleep when you get back. I wanna see it when you find out what comets, stars, and moons are all about. Wanna see their faces turn to backs of heads and slowly get smaller. Wanna see it now. Wanna see it now. Watch the sceptics on the general. you wanna see it untame itself and break its owner. Wanna see it now. Wanna see it now.
I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed her right on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68.
Okay, su guitarra.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip, hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shaheed had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, "My name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation." He said, "A mile south, there's a fast food station." Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
"Damn, Tiff, what you drive so far for?" Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, "Pay for lunch." So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shaheed.
"Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?"
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, "All right, Chip, see you tomorrow." Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go, 'cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
That's Australian music at its finest right there. Hurts from Melbourne band Emil and the Sniffers. Single is a favorite of mine off of their latest album, 2021's Comfort to Me, released through B2B Records, one of my top 10 albums of last year. Their U.S. tour kicks off September 20th in Nashville and stops here in Boston. Finally, they're coming back to Boston Sunday, September 25th at Big Night Live. You know I'm going to be there. I was supposed to see them back in April of 2020 at Great Scott. You know what happened to both Great Scott and to 2020. I'm excited. Tribe Called Quest. I left my wallet in El Segundo, first single off legendary hip-hop group's 1990 debut album, People's Instinctive Travels in Their Paths of Rhythm. Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Three up out of that with One Piece at a Time. It's a big hit single from The Man in Black, recorded and released in 1976. The Clash with Brand New Cadillac, cover of the 1959 Vince Taylor classic, appears on their third album, London Calling. I was released December of 1979, and kicking off the set as well as the show with Built to Spill, their track called Car, which is the lead single off of the band's 1994 sophomore album, There's Nothing Wrong with Love. Little set about driving cars and traveling. to roll right into our Road Trip Part 3 set. We paused our road trip 2 weeks ago, as last week was my Best of the Brits July 4th set. But now we're back on the road. We ended it in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now we've hopped back in the car. We're heading to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we're going to check out a band called Tenenbaums. They are a trio from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm going to play you a single that was released in June of 2020. These guys are working on a debut album. But until then, here's Tenenbaums with Drifting In and Out on Road Trip Part 3, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
You mean you don't trust the police?
In my business, you don't trust anybody.
Thank you. how much we love one another. Just look at your neighbor, tell him, neighbor,
we'll be right back.
oh my, that's some good stuff right there. Dressy Bessie, I'm still here. The trio, known as Dressy Bessie, are from Denver, Colorado. You just heard the band's latest single. It was released July of 2021 here on the Road Trip Set, a Music Savage show, ending for now in Denver, Colorado. Up ahead of that, you heard The Caves, a track called Get By, the four-piece band. Four-piece band called Wichita, Kansas, home. And you just heard the opening track to their 2017 debut release, Learn to Swim. For a band being in a, you know, land of wheat, you know, totally not touching any kind of ocean, they really do convey the sound of the beach and ocean fun times for a landlocked band. Good stuff. The Caves, again, from Wichita, Kansas. The Freedom Affair with Give a Little Love. Freedom Affair is a nine-piece funky soul band from Kansas City, Missouri. And the song is off of their 2020 debut album, Freedom is Love, which is spectacular. Both the sentiment and the album. See-Through Dresses with Happy. It's a lead track off the Omaha, Nebraska band's self-titled sophomore album. Released back in July of 2017 and kicking off Road Trip Part 3 with Tenenbaums, Drifting In and Out. Tenenbaums are a trio from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the single was released June 2020. And again, those guys are working on a debut album, excuse me, which was waylaid, from what I understand, from because of the pandemic, as was a lot of things happening in life, as you know. But when they have a new debut album out, you'll hear more of them here, Music Savage Show. And we'll pick up our road trip in Denver. We're going to hang out there for a little while, and next week we'll take off and see where we land. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm enjoying playing all this music for you. Let's get back into it. I haven't played these guys in a while. They have a new album coming out, and you've heard the single here from their new album, but I'm going to go back a few years to their self-titled debut album from Super Organism that was released March 2018, and here's the lead single from said album.
I know you think I'm a psychopath, Democrat lurking in the dark. This sucks, I'm the Kmart soda jerk, so dear trash, I kept the stash of coca candy straight from Japan. Called my grandma and she was never as young. Think you know what I need to get by?
Something for your mind.
Cliche, make way, I'm in my Pepsi moon. Mama needs food, how about a barbecue? For us, the bourgeoisie, so carefree, remember when we. I don't know why you need to get by.
Something for your mind. For your
fire. sick hearts won't break. Lying to escape from everything you say. Cause I don't wanna stay in a heart that only aches. I'm trying hard to ride it out.
Hi there, this is David Mosey from London Plain out of New York City, and you are listening to the Music Savage Show, 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is our newest single, Come Out of the Dark, from our new album, Bright Black.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. took my girl to go bowling downtown at the Red Door. After an argument I started because I thought she didn't like me anymore. I can't help it, sometimes I feel pitiful. And of course she's so young and beautiful. That's her favorite and I wanted to make up for earlier. But I dropped her glass and it broke, so I just gave my glass to her. She laughed and so did I in our lane. Then she went to the vending machine to buy a candy cane. But right next to that was a boy I knew with a spring in his hand, playing a country pinball machine called Stand By Your Man. I saw him talk to her, but I stayed in my lane and played my game steady and was thinking of a day when I'd be too old to throw a ball this heavy. But I guess I'm young now, so it's easier to knock them all down. Then I looked and saw her say to him, "You're really hitting that ball around." And he's looking at her the way I did when I first met her. I can see in his face white flowers and cups of coffee and love letters. I was sorry to interrupt that game, but I went and did it anyway. I dropped my red bowling ball through the glass of his machine. I said, "Are you quick enough to hit this ball, Mr. Clean?" I was scared to lose her, so I couldn't help being mean.